وعلى آل سيدنا محمد ما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما، والحقنا بعبادك الصالحين. Start where we left off, إن شاء الله تعالى. وذا الإمام النسفي رحمه الله تعالى ورضي عنه ونفعنا به وبكم آمين. And we are at a chapter where he talks about al-makan wal-ma'iyya, or fasl. The fasl talks about the place and being with. قال النسفي رحمه الله. قالت الجهمية بأن الله تعالى بكل مكان. الجهمية, as you already know, and we talked about this before, because I'm not going to re-explain them all because you already know them, so we don't waste time. We talked about al-Jahmiyyah, the followers of Jahm bin Safwan. They say, or they believe, Imam Nasafi is saying, that Allah Ta'ala is everywhere. Iyadhu billah. Ihtajju biqawlihi ta'ala. And their evidence, Imam Nasafi is saying, their evidence for that is Allah saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, fi surah al-Ikhraf al-Ayah, وهو الذي في السماء إله وفي الأرض إله. Which means he is the one who is the Lord of heavens. Then if translated literally, it would mean he is the one who is in heavens a Lord and on earth a Lord. So they figured then he is both in heavens and on earth. So that means everywhere. And then وقوله تعالى, and they also, there another evidence, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم في سورة الأنعام, وهو الله في السماوات وفي الأرض. And he is Allah in heavens and on earth. And the saying of Allah تعالى, إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون. في سورة النحل, Allah says, means Allah is with those who have taqwa and those who have ihsan. And the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala في سورة المجادلة, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, ما يكون من نجوى ثلاثة إلا هو رابعهم. There is not a conversation of three except he is their fourth. وقوله تعالى, and the saying of Allah تعالى في سورة الحديد, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, وهو معكم أينما كنتم. And he is with you wherever you are. The meaning. So they took these ayahs and they said, since these ayahs mean all these things, it means he is with you everywhere, so he is everywhere. Asafi rahimahullah said, wal jawabu ala an qawlihi ta'ala, the answer to this is, yani the answer to the first ayah, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim fi surah al-Zukhruf, wa huwa alladhi fi as-sama'i ilahu wa fi al-ardi ilah. He says, أي تقديره وتدبيره, which means his تقدير سبحانه وتعالى, his decree is executed in heavens and earth. It means he is worshipped in heavens and earth. Another meaning that I have. Because they remember that those who inhabit heavens are the angels, and those who inhabit earth are the human beings and the jinn. He is Ilah, of course, in heavens, because those who are in heavens worship him. He is their Ilah. And he is the Ilah of heavens. Heavens worship him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهَوَ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهِ. I think the... Probably have talked to you before about it, so it's obvious. And then Imam Nasafi says, وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. And the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala في سورة الملك, أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضِ. And it means, if you translate it literally, it would mean, are you safe from he who is in heavens, that he would destroy earth on you? The meaning of the ayah literally. Imam Nasafi said, Rahimahullah, أأمنتم من ظهرت آثار قدرته في السماء. Are you safe from he who subjugated heavens. And if heavens are subjugated, because people cannot get to heavens, in a sense they cannot touch, they cannot subjugate heavens, they're only on earth. So if heavens are subjugated to him, by him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, then by definition, what is lower than heaven, earth, is subjugated to him. وقوله تعالى, and the saying of Allah Ta'ala, then that's all answers. يعني الإمام النسفي is bringing what they're saying and he's answering them. وقوله تعالى ما بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما يكون من نجوى ثلاثة إلا هو رابعهم. There is not a conversation between among three except he is their fourth. يعني علمه, which means الإمام النسفي says it's his knowledge. It's his knowledge that talking to himself, not even three. One is talking to himself. Allah knows what they're talking to themselves about. And the same thing goes for two and for three, etc. The ayah meaning then here three. And that he is their fourth, of course. It means he is their fourth with his knowledge. Just like when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was with Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa arzah fil ghar, in the cave. And you all know the ayah. And the cave was very, very, very small, very tiny. And the ayah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Ya Aba Bakr, O Abu Bakr, what do you think about two? Allah is their third. Allahu thalithuhuma. Okay? So since that same applies, of course, if you take that this way, the same applies then. Allah is their third. That doesn't mean Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was in the cave in the sense that he is a mass that occupies space. He is a matter that is mass that occupies space that was in the cave. It simply means that Allah is with them in his knowledge and blessing. Na'am. And this is called ma'iyyah. Ma'iyyah from ma'a. Yani means with. Allah is with them. When we say Allah is with you, he is with you with his knowledge. He is with you with his qudrah. He is with you with his mashiyah. He is with you with his ilm. He is with you, subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his support. Now, and then An-Nasafi rahimahullah, al-imam, said, وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. And the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-Hadid, the meaning of it, he is with you wherever you are. أي بالعلم means with his knowledge. He is with you with his knowledge. Imam Nasafi said this, وَلِأَنَّا لَوْ قُلْنَا بِأَنَّهُ فِي الْمَكَانِ يُؤَدِّي إِلَىٰ أَمْرٍ قَبِيحٍ. It says because if we say he is with us physically, of course, he says that leads to an ugly thing, أمر قبيح. Besides the point that it is, that implies its mass and matter and occupies space, that's another, that he didn't mention that in Imam Nasafi, but it's implicitly mentioned. It's another thing. He says, and Nasafi rahimahullah says, لِأَنَّهُ لَا يَخْلُو إما أن يكون كله بكل مكان أو بكل مكان من طريق الأجزاء أو بمكان دون مكان. It means if he is with us everywhere, either he is whole, his whole self. والعياذ بالله, those who apply whole. Remember that we do not apply whole to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc. نعم. Either he is there entirely because they think it's a body, so he is whole in that place. If you are in the room, then he is with you wholly in that place. Or he is everywhere split into pieces. Pieces of him are in every place. Or he is in a place and vacant from another place. So he's in one place, but not in another place at the same time. Of course, he said, Imam Nasafi rahimahullah says, نعم وباطل أن يكون كله بكل مكان. It is invalid to say, it's wrong to say, and invalid, of course, batil, نعم, to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all in one place. Because لِأَنَّهُ يُؤَدِّي إِلَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ إِلَهَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ لَا أَن يَكُونَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا وَالْإِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ. Which means, يعني, of course, this would entail that Allah then is limited by the place, and there are two gods, not one, etc., etc., etc. نعم, you all know that. And the limitation, etc., all these things. وَبَاطِلٌ أَنْ يَكُونَ بِكُلِّ مَكَانٍ بِطَرِيقِ الْأَجْزَاءِ. It's also wrong and invalid to say that he is everywhere partially. Any parts of him are everywhere. Because he says, in An-Nasafi rahimahullah says, لِأَنَّ مَنْ وَصَفَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى بِالْأَجْزَاءِ فَإِنَّهُ يَكْفُرُ.
Whoever says Allah consists of parts, portions, and parts that's similar to the creation, that's kufr wal-iyadu billah. And then the third thing then, he says, وَبَاطِلٌ أَنْ يَكُونَ بِمَكَانٍ دُونَ مَكَانٍ. And it is invalid and impossible that he is in one place versus another place. Because لِأَنَّهُ يَحْتَاجُ لِلْإِنْتِقَالِ وَهُوَ مِنْ صِفَاتِ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ. Because that entails that he moves from one place to another. He occupies one space and empties another. And this is, of course, as you know, it's a series of things. Number one, he's limited in a place. Number two, he's moving from a place to a place. So movement is a sign of the creation. Change is a sign of the creation. And all these things are from صفات المخلوقين وأمارات المحدثين. And it's all from the signs of the creation. And النسفي رحمه الله said, والله تعالى منزه عن ذلك. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not attributed with that. He's above being attributed with that, جل جلاله. نعم. So Allah is with you. It means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ilm and qudra, etc., as you all know. نعم. And that's known, of course, and that's very logic. And of course, it's consistent with the texts, يعني with the nas of the Quran and the authentic Sunnah. نعم. Allah Allah. We move on to another chapter. This chapter is called الرؤية, about الرؤية. This fasl is in the الرؤية, which means the vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam Nasafi رحمه الله تعالى starts this by saying, قالت المعتزلة, المعتزلة said, لا تجوز الرؤية على الباري تعالى بالأبصار. That vision is impossible to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the eyes. It is impossible to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no vision according to the معتزلة. النسفي رحمه الله said, وقال أهل السنة والجماعة تجوز. And أهل السنة والجماعة, الإمام النسفي said, they say it is permissible. It is possible that a vision is permissible or valid. Naam. Of course, remember that يعني النسفي رحمه الله did not mention also that it's not only the Mu'tazila, but the Mu'tazila and the Ithna Ashari Shia and the Zaydi Shia, يعني basically all the Shia sects, and the Khawarij as well, the Ibadiyya, and the Mu'tazila, of course. Yani Ahl al-Sunnah, we are the only ones that we say it is permissible, the vision is permissible, and the rest of the sects do not believe that. Hujjatuhum, al-Imam al-Nasafi rahimahullah says, their evidence is the ayah fi Surat al-A'raf, where Allah says about Musa alayhi salam, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Rabbi arini anzur ilayk. When Musa asked, and that's the ayah basically talks about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, oh Allah, allow me to see you. The ayah, that's the direct translation of the ayah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, لن تراني, you will not see me. You will not, لن, not or never. And that's where the problem is. The Mu'tazila and the Shia and the Khawarij, the Ibadiyya, etc., they mentioned that lan means to feel ta'bid, yani it means never, you will never see me. Versus, as we will see, that Imam Nasafi and Ahl Sunnah believe lan does not always entail never. Sometimes it may entail not. And that's what we're talking about. You will not see me as not now or not yet, etc. That's the understanding of Imam Nasafi rahimahullah. And also the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's another evidence for the Mu'tazila and the Shia and those who do not believe that Allah, their vision is permissible. Their evidence is also in Surah Al-An'am, where Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, لا تدركه الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار. الإدراك means encompassing. So the ayah says, which means, visions cannot encompass him, yet he encompasses all, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's their both يعني they're both strongest evidence of those who deny the vision. And also الإمام نسفي says روي عن عائشة رضي الله عنها, عائشة أم المؤمنين الصديقة بنت الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنها, as you know يعني السيدة عائشة from the أكابر of the صحابة رضي الله عنهم, and she used to give, she was a of the صحابيز a fatwa. Not every صحابة were known to be a fatwa, but she was of the Sahaba, and that means of a knowledgeable character among the Sahaba. So she was a fatwa. And also, as you know, she is among the most narrators of hadith. Yani, over 2,200 hadith were narrated solely by Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Umm al-Mu'mineen. And furthermore, Zarkashi rahimahullah, al-Imam, he wrote a book called Al-Ijaba to what Sayyida Aisha debated the Sahaba and refuted the Sahaba. Yani Sayyida Aisha in her time, she actually debated and refuted a couple of opinions that As-Sahaba radiallahu, other Sahaba has spoken about. And Imam Zarkashi rahimahullah has written actually a book about that, and it's very interesting yani, to actually see the depth of the knowledge that Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha had. And of course, being among in that status, and you see also that tells you the freedom of speech. يعني that the ulama of الصحابة رضي الله عنهم, علماء الصحابة يعني, had amongst each other when they debated and disagreed. عجيب. No, يعني we can learn lots of things from them. May Allah be pleased with them all. السيدة عائشة رضي الله عنها mentioned that she said, "I asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم." You know the hadith, in Sahih Muslim. هل رأيت ربك ليلة المعراج؟ فقال لا. Have you seen your Lord in the night of Mi'raj? And he said, the hadith of course, يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم replied saying, no, I have not. So that's the, among the evidences also that the Mu'tazila depend on. وحجتهم العقلية. This is their textual, this, so far this was their textual evidence for that the vision of Allah is impossible. Their intellectual evidence for that, يعني again, the other than Ahl Sunnah والجماعة, حجتهم العقلية هو أن لو قلنا بأنه يرى يؤدي إلى إثبات الجهة والجهة منفية عن الله تعالى. They say if you say he can be seen, يعني Allah can be seen, that means that you'll be seeing him in a direction, in a place. Or he is limited by a place, or he is in a place. How else can you see him? And if you say he's in a place, of course, you know that you went into a bigger problem. So therefore, since place is not attributable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore also affirming the vision cannot be attributable, because if you affirm the vision, you have to affirm a place where this vision can be executed. طيب, that's their opinion. Let's see our opinion here. الإمام النسفي رحمه الله says وحجتنا في قوله تعالى حكاية عن موسى. Our evidence, الإمام النسفي is saying, in what Allah سبحانه وتعالى talked about on behalf of موسى, يعني ربي, في سورة العرف, ربي أرني أنظر إليك, oh Allah, allow, the meaning of the ayah, oh Allah, allow me to see you. Our view, يعني Imam Nasafi is saying, Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah's view is, if it wasn't permissible to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see him, then Musa would not have asked him this. يعني that means, يعني لأن الأنبياء معصومون من أن يسألوا سؤالا مستحيلا. Imam Nasafi said, رحمه الله, الأنبياء are infallible from asking a question that is impossible. They should, in other words, he's saying, Nasser is saying they should know better. They would not ask something, or they know better. I apologize, I shouldn't say they should know better. They know better than to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something that's impossible. So, and also he says, Imam Nasafi rahimahullah, so saying that Allah, that Musa alayhi salam asked Allah, oh Allah, permit me, yani with the meaning of the ayah, oh Allah, permit me to see you, that means it is possible intellectually and textually at least to say that, intellectually at least. And textually, of course, Imam Nasafi says, وَكَذَلِكَ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة. في سورة القيامة الله says وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة. Faces will be at that day is sort of anticipating, looking at its Lord or seeing its Lord. That's the rough meaning of the ayah. Again, the ayah is long, and talking about it will take a long time. But so let's leave it at that. And then Imam Nasafi says, one more ayah to support Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah's opinion is, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ في سورة الكهف. Whoever desires to لقاء, to meet his, to be with his Lord. So they take this also, يعني some ulama take this as لقاء ربي, to meet his Lord, basically is to see his Lord. They say لقاء, not necessarily to be with, but it could mean to see as well. And وَكَذَلِكَ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ في سورة فصلت. As you all know, Allah says وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ, which means in Jannah you have whatever yourselves desire, whatever you want you'll get. النسفي رحمه الله says فَلَوْ اشْتَهَى أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ لَلْرُؤْيَا وَلَمْ يَرَوْهُ يُؤَدِّي لَلْخُلْفِ فِي كَلَامِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. If أهل الجنة want to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ, you have in it whatever you desire. He says, Nasafi rahimahullah says, what if Ahlul Jannah desire to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if they can't, it means that Allah's kalam is not correct then, because they don't have everything that they wish. You see the point? وَكَذَلِكَ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. We also have a hadith, and as you know, hadith akhrajahu al-Bukhari wa Muslim, both Bukhari and Muslim, narrated this hadith, and النبي صلى الله عليه وآله أنه قال, that he said, إنكم سترون ربكم كما ترون القمر ليلة البدر لا تضامون في رؤيته. You will see, the meaning of the hadith, you shall see your Lord as if you were to see, as if, يعني all of you basically. Let me translate the hadith literally, and then I will tell you the meaning of the hadith. Literally, it would mean this, and that's not the meaning of the hadith. But literally, it would mean you will see your Lord like you see the moon in a clear night, in a moony night, in a night that the moon is clear. You will not have a problem in seeing him. And that really tells you the meaning of the ayah. It is not like Allah will be like the moon, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. That's tashbih. That's likening Allah to the creation. لا. But as if the whole people on earth would stand, all of them, and they look at the moon, would they have a problem? Would someone be buried from not seeing the moon? No, they would all be able to see the moon, in other words. Okay? So the tashbih here, or the likening, is to that everyone will see, not that Allah is like the moon. Be careful. نعم. So that means if everybody that is in the Jannah, they will see their Lord then, and they would not have a problem not seeing him, because all of them are. And in that sense, that's the point. That hadith again is sahih, and it's narrated in al-Bukhari wa Muslim, as like I mentioned. Also, al-Nasafi rahimahullah brings another hadith, and the hadith is an ayah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم في سورة يونس عليه السلام. الله سبحانه وتعالى says للذين أحسنوا الحسنى وزيادة. To those who do حسنى, those who do good, we will reward them good and even more. زيادة, even some more. Not only will they be rewarded with good, but they will be rewarded with some even more. And الإمام نسفي says الزيادة here, what is زيادة, what is some more, يعني they are going to be rewarded with جنة. What's more than جنة? النسفي رحمه الله says الزيادة more is the seeing of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. طيب more. وكذلك روي عن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه. You all know سيدنا عبد الله بن مسعود رضوان الله تعالى عليه, والإمام سيدنا ابن مسعود من أئمة الصحابة رضي الله عنهم, from the imams of الصحابة, from the big 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 صحابة رضي الله تعالى عنهم. And as you know, نعم, he stayed with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he was in among the people of Hijra. His nickname was Abu Abdurrahman. من هذيل, of course, يعني accounted to with them. He was in Badr, as you know, and he was the, as you all know, he was the carrier of the Na'l al-Sharif. His honor was, among his honors, رضوان الله عليه, that he was the carrier of the shoes of Al-Habib Al-A'zam, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And many of the ulama say, صاحب النعلين, his nickname. صاحب النعلين, يعني النعل, النعل الشريف. صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله. نعم, يعني على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Of course, سيدنا ابن مسعود كان, is the one, was the one who was, نعم, among those people. Of course, you all know that ابن مسعود as well was a school in recitation. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم would tell people to go and recite on ابن مسعود رضوان الله عليه. He died in Medina رضي الله تعالى عنه of the year 32 of Hijra. Year 32 of Hijra رضي الله تعالى عنه, and may Allah assemble us with him. ابن مسعود, it was narrated that ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه said that سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم, I asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم, have you seen your Lord in the night of Mi'raj? And he said, نعم, yes, I have. And he says, yes, I have, or نعم. And again, you'll see that this hadith is sort of contradictory to the other hadith. Actually, Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه has another hadith in that denying it. So, there's a little shkal in this, or there's a little, it might be a little problematic in this, but let's try to solve the problems, this complex issue. والجواب عن إشكالاتهم, الجواب, the answer on all these things. The first one, when Allah says, لن تراني, that you will not see me, or لن تراني, you will never see me, or you will not see me, الإمام النسفي رحمه الله تعالى saying, لا نسلم بأن كلمة لن للتأبيد بل هي للتأكيد والتأقيد. We do not say, he says, we do not succumb, let's say, we do not succumb to the notion that لن entails everlastingness, never. But لن may mean simply to affirm and to make it temporary. وهذا لأن الله تعالى أخبر, this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the kuffar do not wish death or do not desire death when he says وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ, and they would not, يعني لن here, they, it would mean they will never wish death because of what they have committed. نعم, then that's the meaning of the ayah. Then ثُمَّ أَخْبَرْ بِأَنَّهُمْ يَتَمَنَّوْنَ الْمَوْتِ, then Allah mentioned in the Quran another ayah that they wish death. When he said, Jalla Jalaluhu in Surah Al-Zukhruf, وَنَادُوا يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكُ قَلَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. And they say, the meaning of the ayah, in Surah Al-Zukhruf, they said, Ya Malik, the kuffar now in Jahannam, they are in Jahannam, right? First they say, they will never, the ayah Quran says, they never wish death because of what they've acquired. But then when they are there in that, in the stand, they call Malik, Malik Khazil al-Nar. He's the one in charge of Jahannam, wal-iyadu billah. He says, لِيَقْضِي عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكُ, ask your Lord to give us death. Malik replies, قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. And Malik replied, no, you will not die, you will stay. So Imam Nasafi says, and you know from this, that means لَن doesn't mean that they will never wish death, because obviously they did wish death when they were in al-Nar. So that's a point that, that is an important point that you want to also keep, inshallah, in your mind. وكذلك قوله تعالى عن مريم, حكاية عن مريم عليه السلام. Also another evidence that Imam Nasafi is bringing about Maryam عليه السلام. Remember what Maryam said في سورة مريم, when she said, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, إني نذرت للرحمن صوما فلن أكلم اليوم إنسيا. I have given oath to Allah to fast, فلن, I will not, I will never, or لن, if you want to say never, I will never talk to anyone, any human being today. And that doesn't mean, he says, that does not mean that she will never talk to anybody, because she did talk after that to people. Now, not necessarily that day, but another day. But he means len would not come then, never. It would come into the sense of not. I will not talk to people. Or never for that day, or restriction, a temporary station. وَأَمَّا قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, and the other ayah that the Mu'tazila and the Shia and the Khawarij bring, and the Ibadiyya, they bring, قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى لَا تُدْرِكُهُ الْأَبْصَارِ, the visions do not encompass him. Imam Nasafi says, النَّصُّ يَقْتَدِي انْتِفَاءَ الْإِدْرَاكِ, that the ayah tells you that you will not encompass him. It does not tell you that you will not see him. Again, just so you can understand the point. The ayah says, لَا تُدْرِكُهُ إِدْرَاكُ. إِدْرَاك means encompassing, does not mean seeing. نعم, that's what Imam Nasafi رحمه الله تعالى mentioned. Of course, because يعني, الآية entails that minds and imaginations and eyes cannot encompass him, سبحانه وتعالى. أما حديث عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أم المؤمنين, the hadith of عائشة رضي الله عنها أم المؤمنين, الإمام النسفي said, we say, إن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أخبر أنه لا يرى في الدنيا, ولكن لما قلتم بأنه لا يرى في الآخرة. He says the hadith, يعني basically the hadith that's صحيح narrated in Bukhari and Muslim. نعم. And the hadith says, النسفي رحمه الله said, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah will not be seen in the dunya. But why he is now, Nasafi is trying to talk to the Mu'tazila and the others, why are you saying that he is not seen in the akhirah? يعني أهل السنة والجماعة, they went to say that the hadith means when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, I did not see him, I did not see my Lord. In other words, يعني, it means that that's only restricted to the dunya, not to the Akhirah, according to the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. According to the Mu'tazila, the Shia, and the Ibadiyya and the Khawarij, they believe that it's not restricted in the dunya and in the Akhirah. That's the point. Another point here, where Imam Nasafi rahimahullah is saying, وَأَمَّا قَوْلُهُ لَوْ قُلْنَا يُرَى يُؤَدِّي إِلَىٰ إِثْبَاتِ الْجِهَةِ, if we say, in the Mu'tazila say, remember what I just told you, that they say, if you say that Allah can be seen, it means that you are affirming a jiha, or a direction to Allah. It means he's seen in a direction. Imam Nasafi says, that is not true. We see, and in other words, we believe that he can be seen, but we don't believe that he has to be seen in a direction or in a place, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a place. ولا يلزم من ضرورة انتفاء الجهة انتفاء الرؤية. And we say, we deny the place and the direction, but we affirm the vision. Now this is the end of what Imam Nasafi said here. Let me just try to explain a little bit more, because there are a couple of things here I'd like you to know, because you're, alhamdulillah, advanced. And basically this is the difference between Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah and the Mu'tazila and the Shia and the Khawarij. That's the bottom line. Remember that Al-Qurtubi rahimahullah wa al-Razi rahimahullah in their tafsir, they said that, know that the jumhur of Ahl-Sunnah, yani Al-Fakhr al-Razi rahimahullah says, i'lam anna jumhura Ahl-Sunnah itamassakuna bihadihi al-Aya. The jumhur of Ahl-Sunnah, they take this ayah that the believers will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in yawm al-qiyamah. Okay. And again, as you know, there are some other people have mentioned, Allah. I don't want to go too deep in this, but I will mention a couple of things. I don't really think there's a point debating with the Mu'tazila and others about this, because it's simply, this is what our understanding is and this is what they're understanding. And sort of everyone has their opinion, and the dialogue and the debate is really, really long in that. Their understanding, remember that we said, yani they say, when Musa alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the meaning, let me, allow me, permit me to see you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, Lan tarani, you will not see me, or you will never see me according to them. And we said, Liman Asaf, he said, then that means how can Musa ask Allah something which is not permissible? They have an answer to that. And again, that answer is that they say, well, that's not necessarily that the Anbiya will ask Allah something that's not, that's impossible. And they said an example for that is Nuh alayhi salam. And Nuh alayhi salam, when he asked Allah to save his son, they said, and Allah told him, Naam, as you know, for Surah Hud, Ya Nuhu innahu laysa min ahlik, innahu amalun ghayru salih, aw innahu amila ghayru salihin, different narrations. Naam, O Nuh, he's not from your family. He's not your son, in other words. He has done evil. فلا تسألن ما ليس لك به علم إني أعظك أن تكون من الجاهلين. Do not ask me what you have no knowledge of. You are above being among the those who do not know. Now, so you know, again, that's there. So there's debate back and forth in these things, and the whole point is this is the understanding of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. This is the Jumhur of Ahlus Sunnah, and that's what they believe. One more thing also I would like to tell you is the Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alih. The point about the vision here that we believe in, yani now you're saying, what does that mean that we believe that that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be seen then? And it simply means that, number one, the ulama, yani many of the ulama who mentioned that there is a vision, they mentioned the vision is with no, with not with your eyes, yani the eyes that you have now. And number two, that it is not in a place, is not not in a space, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's not going to be a reflection, nor a distance, nor imaginations can conceive it, nor minds can intellectualize it, or not intellectualize, nor minds can imagine it, nor is it going to be in a distance where there's a reflection of an image, nor any. So how? We don't know. It's something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And therefore, so it's not in a place. So when we affirm the vision, we say a vision that is not dependent on a place, is not based in a place, nor that Allah is in a distance from us, nor that Allah is in a mass, nor that Allah is an image, nor that there's a reflection, nor that there is a direction, etc., etc., etc. Then what do you mean by that? Well, Allah knows best. The hadith says you will see him, so Allah knows best how these things, how what kind and how that is, then will be executed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding then. That's one. Remember that the Sufi scholars, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they have an understanding here as well. And of course, as you know, we don't want to go too deep in the understanding of the Ishari and the understanding of the Sufi scholars in the sense of yani the vision. Of course, that the Sufi scholars lean towards the vision of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa sallam fil mi'raj, and also in yani an Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam is ever observing of Allah jalla jalaluhu. And again, it's a vision, I want to tell you again, it's a vision that we do not believe it's a vision of image, nor space, nor place, nor. It's something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, and his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam knows. So some people want to say it's a higher knowledge, it's a higher, all that is speculation, okay? So if you want to take the opinion, there are hadith that's narrated by Ibn Abbas and others, that has weakness in it, that the Prophet ﷺ did see his Lord. But like I said, yani as-Sufiyya radiallahu anhum, oftentimes they depend on dhawq and their understanding of their own understanding and spiritual understanding, and they lean towards the vision, of, especially to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and in a way that is suitable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a way that is That is, is not likening Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his creation in any way, shape, or form, in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, and his Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam knows. And I think that then makes the subject then, inshallah ta'ala, clear. I will stop here, inshallah ta'ala, and if because we're done with this chapter, and we will next chapter we'll talk about Al-Qur'an Al-Azim, and the status of the Quran, and whether the Quran, yani our understanding of the Quran is there's a sifa of kalam, etc. And if you have any questions, inshallah ta'ala, I will try to answer them. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi.